It is a Hill Country Saturday here on Sun Radio. I'm Kevin Connor, and my guest, Andrea McGee. And we recorded this the other day because I'm not going to make Andrea McGee come all the way over here on show day, because she has a show tonight, a big show at the O4 Center. It's an album release celebration and more.
And more. Always more with me.
I tell you what. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
This is your first visit to our new home?
This is, and I love it. It's lovely. Yeah. And I got greeted by the pet chicken.
Oh, Brenda.
Brenda. Oh, she's got a name.
Brenda, the parking lot chicken.
I love it. The Sun Radio parking lot chicken.
Yeah, she just kind of showed up one day.
Yeah, I like her.
Somebody fed her.
She's got
so
good vibes.
She showed up again. Yeah. You know.
It's a simple thing. Feed me and I'll show up again.
Yeah. You're asking people to show up again, as they do, to celebrate a new album officially out yesterday. And now.
Right now, you can go and drink all of those 12 songs in.
Wild Woman.
Wild Woman. I know. Rawr. I'm not feeling too wild today.
How do you, when you have a big show on a Saturday night, how do you prepare on a Saturday morning?
I try my best to just relax. Yeah. You know, coffee, keep it normal, and just not overthink it and not make it any bigger. You know, we live in Austin. We play live a lot. We are all kind of, this is our world. This is how we live and breathe and eat and sleep, is shows. I just am really looking forward to having this just as a little celebration. You know, it's like a win. It's a little win. I did it. Yeah. I got it out. And
check that off.
Yeah. And just like enjoy our community, enjoy my band, enjoy just a little achievement. You know, it's hard to celebrate yourself and it's, but you have to. And
still, you find a way.
You have to. And these are moments where you actually are kind of, the crowd are the people that really remind you, oh, well, yeah, I did that. You know, and thank you. And you want it. And it's, for me, it's like releasing. Oh, it's like releasing it. I write the songs from a very personal place. They get me through something. You know, I just turn to them whenever I'm kind of spinning out a little bit. And then it's a chapter of your life that you let go and you give it to the world and give it to our community, give it out for anybody who wants to listen to it. And you just hope that it can have a meaningful impact on someone else now that you've let it go. And if it doesn't, it's already served its purpose.
A good case for that would be this song, Don't Let It Define You. Which has really stuck with me, this one. I heard that this was inspired by a kid at the Helping Hands home.
Yeah.
Okay. Helping Hands, Andrea's explained this to us before, is a school for severely
traumatized and abused children.
And this is where Music Helps started her nonprofit. They perform there once a month, and now they go to other places and help. And she has a festival in the summertime to help Music Helps. Music Helps is the cause behind all of these efforts. Mm-hmm. And
it's the core.
The kid inspired the song. What was it about this kid that inspired this song?
So obviously these kids have seen the most harrowing beginning to their lives humanly possible. Like this is the worst case scenario. And every week I would go in and they just always surprise you. You know, they always show up in their own situation, whatever's going on, usually fight or flight, kind of closed down. And this one particular boy, on this day, he was pretty adamant that, you know, wasn't really into music, wasn't really didn't really want anything to do with us. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of kept chipping away in a really hopeful little, you know, like, what's your birthday? You know, because we were writing songs. You know, what do you like? What's your favorite color? You know, trying to take it away from this being a big thing that he had to do.
Right.
And as soon as I started playing the song and started doing the little workshop, I just saw the walls come down and I just saw the resilience. Knowing this little child's story, yet watching him come back to be a little kid again and access joy all through music and not letting the situation that he has faced and all that he's known define him. So for him, adults are bad, right? So we go in there and we're trying to break that down. We're trying to teach them that they can trust strangers again. You know, they get to know us, but I'm bringing in new musicians. It was just, that just struck me. I just thought, wow, this kid is not letting it define his situation. So and I then took it into my own life, you know, and as we do, and I look around at anybody I care for and love, and especially with the battles that are so common with mental health, we all struggle with mental health in our own way. And I have my own journey with it, and people that I love have journeys with it. And I just was thinking about that, and I thought, well, you know what? Be aware of it, work through it, but at the end of the day, do not let it completely consume you and define you. So this little boy showed me it, and then I implemented that in my own life, and then I just wrote the song, kind of just so he was the reasoning for it.
Don't let it define you, Andrea McGee, from her brand new album, Wild Woman, Sun Radio.
Don't let it define you, 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 don't let it define you.
It has one of those refrains that plays in your head, that little inner jukebox mm-hmm. that you have when a song is good. Yeah, it just loops, or just a part of a song.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm.
And I'm hammering that message home in that one.
Yeah. We're talking with Andrea McGee. She's celebrating her new album, Wild Woman, with a bunch of wild women. Oh, by the way, your partner in Beatroot Revival had a lovely tribute to Wild Women this past Sunday, Church with Ben Jones.
I listened to it. I woke up at 7:45, hey, even now. After being in Fisher, Texas that night, and I was like, it was so beautiful. That show was so beautiful.
I tell you what, the kid is getting good at it. He's when he adopted this kind of thematic approach to, mm-hmm. by the way, the show is called Church. It's on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Ben Jones plays in Beatroot with Andrea. I'm now sending him themes. Hi, hey, how about this theme?
Yeah, he's so good at it, though. Like, and the way that he arced it, it was perfect. There I just, you go. Everything about it. He's a talented young man. We should start a duo.
We should start a band.
Yeah.
Well, Beatroot Revival is very much a going concern, although it has been a while since the two of you put out a record mm-hmm. together. You put out several Andrea McGee records since the last Beatroot record. Mm-hmm. And Pack is constantly threatening to put out something.
There's a lot. We have a Pack one coming, but circling back to Beatroot, that was one of the inspirations for me, like kind of getting this packaged and done as quickly as I did. So when we first started Beatroot 2014, we put out 6 albums really like quick. 3 live, 3 studio.
Wow.
And our last studio was in 2019. Then the pandemic hit, and that gave us a moment to kind of breathe because it was so intense for those first years. We came over here to build a life. And that is no mean feat when you know nobody, you know? And we were hustling and we were making this career for ourselves. And I think that little break kind of just let us kind of open our own wings and answer some things that we needed to answer and just have our own voices, because that's really important. What separate in your togetherness, right? You must have that for it to exist. And it's been beautiful to like dive in there, get my Belfast Girl album out, then really like over the last couple of years, get this Wild Woman, you know, all put together. And Ben has been patiently waiting because I'm so busy with everything. And now I said to him, like, that's why I want to get this done, so that like we can do the best work that we have, you know, our best work yet.
The best Beatroot work.
And that's not to take away from any of the other albums, but we both sat the other day and talked about it. Like, let's do something really good. You know we've got our live show. We've really worked on this duo that is like, wow, you know, and we know we sing well together and we've got a story. And yeah, so that is on the cards.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. It's another step along the way. But today's album to celebrate is Wild Woman. Now, you're going to have a lot of people saying, you know, what makes you a wild woman, or define a wild woman, mm-hmm. or what's being a wild woman all about?
Yeah.
What's so wild about you?
That is a great question. Thank you so much for asking me that. Wild Woman actually came about, I was watching, I'm a massive Lord of the Rings fan, and I was watching The Rings of Power, and I was just, I'm in this little chapter of my life where I've actually given myself the space to get to know myself, and throughout the last 10 years of really heavily focusing on building a new life here, a career, there's little elements of me that I feel like I forgot, and I wasn't tapping into them as much as I wanted to. And I sat with that feeling and was like, who are you? Like, where is that little, you know, that little girl that didn't have any inhibitions, you know, that wasn't scared of getting it wrong, wasn't scared of failing. And throughout my career as a performer, I have had these big pinnacle moments. You know, I've done the TV stuff. I've done things that have like had, you know, you're up the mountain, you're down the mountain. So like teaching you a lot of your own resilience and just giving you life lessons. But along the way, they kind of, for me, they had chipped away at certain like fearlessnesses. That is that a word? Fearlessnesses?
It is now.
It is now. Like this fearless attitude and element that I had to myself as a younger Andrea. And I was really thinking about that. I was like, wow, I used to be so like just free. And that was why I sat and wrote that song, because I was like, I want to call that back. You know, I want to get back to that. And it's not just for women. This is like the feminine, right? Masculine, feminine. We either live in the masculine, live in the feminine. I have at times in my life lived a lot in the masculine to get a lot of stuff done. And this was me kind of going, right, let's jump back into the feminine. What does that feel like? And it is a bit freer. It is a bit flowy. It is like there's a wildness to it. It's untamed. And that was my goal with this song, was to ask myself, what did I need to get back there? And to acknowledge that she still exists, even if she's been laying sleeping, you know, and being wild can mean many things for many, you know?
Yeah.
So it's whatever, you're a wild woman, and you have a wild woman in you, Kevin. So I'm calling that, you know, whatever that is in you.
Her name is Denise, and she's a clogger.
Clogging Denise. I'm talking to Clogging Denise in this song, and I'm saying, you know what, don't let, and this is a personal thing, but don't let judgment stop you from actually just celebrating who you are.
Let your wild wooden shoes fly, Denise.
Wild, come on, Denise.
Wild woman on Sun Radio.
Don't be a fool, cause this lioness is home. There's a wild woman running through my veins. Me insane, wild woman, with the beauty you can't take. A wild woman, she'll make your heart break.